Vamos, muchachos. Vengo conmigo a la tierra. Pero fuerte. Con el Lenny Jet. It was there that Estelle and I, like fools off the beaten path, deep into the bowels of the Mexican badlands, were accosted. When the men surrounded our rental car on horseback, firing their rifles into the air, yipping like coyotes. I thought we were in deep poop, Estelle, especially because these men looked hungry. But then when I looked carefully and saw the gold lamé pants they were wearing instead of sombreros they had on berets, the horses were wearing little booties and braided tails, I knew it was I that was in trouble. When I rolled down the window as one of them stuck his head in and said, "Hi there, where's the gay cup of Yarrows?" I knew it was over.
All right!
From that car. Yeah, it was awful. Estelle was kind of glad. You know, at first she thought, "Oh, God, they're going to take me." But then when she realized it was me, she was like, "Lean back, Jack." Unbelievable. It was like, "There were like six of them." "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah." "Stop it, stop it. Do you hear me? I'm an American citizen. I'm entitled to a little dignity. I'm entitled." Oh. Estelle, put that camera away. And they left me there in the dirt. 2 weeks later, we were home. No, I didn't go to the authorities. What am I going to report? I was still depressed. 3 weeks later, Estelle said, "Will you get over it? I mean, this happens to people. Get over it." "You can't live with yourself." I said, "Oh, I can live with myself. It's just those guys. They haven't called. They haven't sent me a card. No flowers."
It's the Best of Greaseman Show.